Der Mischne sagt in Yevames, dass das Dach am Aran auf Cholza, bewegt die Hasmoyer auf Nitzas Absumma. Die Chalitze mit der Lefot, konnte sich an der Kamm, wie Paskin, der der Chalitze Apostel. Die Isen ist, die Gemara says, because we're going out, regular from the Zayra. But Chalitze doesn't say which foot to use. The Torah just says, Chalitze Nala, I may all regulate. The part in the Mitzvah Chalitze, some as if without children, and the wife has to have the Yibim or Chalitza. She does Chalitza, she takes the shoe off his foot and the whole Pasha Chalitza. It doesn't say which foot, so Pashtus in the Torah, it could be either foot. It could take either from the right foot or the left foot, the regular, you mean the regular small. But the Muradashans from the word regal, Xer Shavah from the word regal says by Mitzayah. By Mitzayah, it says also part of the tires of Mitzayah is they put Matnas Dam. They put Dam on the Boyin, on the thumb of the hand, Boyin Yad and Boyin Regal. And the big toe of the foot. And the other toes is the fish, regal yamin. The right foot. That halacha, the other toes is regal yamin. So we're going now, regal bachalitza from regal bamitzer, it has to be dafka regal yamin. And therefore, the Tanakhama Pasa holds that if you're chaynus with the regal small, that the chalitza is psula. The Rishonim have a big machalikas, what do you do with an eater regal? Someone who's a lefty, left hand, like a person's left handed with his hands, there's such a thing as left footed. A person is, his left foot is stronger. But most people, they are right, their right side is stronger. So the right leg is stronger, left is stronger. But what do you do with someone whose left leg is, he's an eat the regal. So if he eat the yad, the lefty in his hands, he's an eat the regal. The place can say, what's the hachana for this? How do you know if a person is the righty or lefty in his feet? So the person can say, you look at which foot he walks with first. Most people, as they're right handed, they walk with their right foot first. First walks with left foot first, that's the sim. And I was thinking, maybe Esha doesn't say this, I don't know if we should say this, but I was thinking if you watch children, kids play, in halacha it's called kadabonis, they play with balls, it's called the bonis, the girls used to play with, maybe today the little boys play also. If you watch a boy play soccer, which foot are they running around with? You can see which is dominant, the right side or the left side. But akoponim, what do you do and eat the regal? Now, posture, the maitha, it could be machbe both, just the chalitza with the right foot and the left foot. But the shadow really comes up, achmonatzlan, with someone who's missing a right foot. A kitei regal, someone who's missing it. This is a shayla that it's a big shadow. A person's missing his right foot, and befrat, if he's the only yavim, if he's the only one that could do chalitza, if he can't do chalitza because he's missing a foot, the woman's an aguna. She's a Shemeres Yavim. She's Chavi Lavin. She's not a fish, but she's a Yivam Lashuk. She's a Nisar of Shemeres Yavim. So she'll be if she can't do Chalitza, it'll be an Aguna. So the Shaina came up to Farmzal Magolis, the base of Ryan, over 200 years ago, the Gedali Adar. And over there, the person happened to be an Eat the Regal. So he was discussing the Shaina. If you hold an Eat the Regal, he happened to be left footed. He lost his right foot. So if he's able to do chalitza with his left foot, that would save the saguna. She could do chalitza. And he sent the shayla to Bikivegan, to Chacham Sofer.
Once the guy loses his foot, he's an interregal.
Oh, they talk about that. The Chayra, they don't say that. They say, the Etzem was a... What?
Why is it different?
Oh, we didn't get that. We didn't get that. Now, right, he was always till now right-footed. So if you hold, he was supposed to chalitza on his right foot. Now he's just missing the foot. He can't do it.
And if somebody switched, let's say somebody was riding, switched to the left.
I don't know. I can't. Yes, they look in a lot of
work. Can't go up and switch it to the left.
I don't think switching helps. I think a person switches by hands. All of a sudden, puts them on the other hand. Forces them.
Why not?
The Torah is mocking the Matthias of the left-handed person, the right-handed person. It's a Matthias in the brain. What started brain dominant? There's something in the genes. It is such a Matthias, and the Torah is Makkah, then the Torah gives a lot to these things. But in this case, he did not, he was considered either regular. So it was a big tumult. The guests again, there's Bukivega, some Seifen, and the Basic Ram, they were all Chivas on this Indian.
Can I answer now? Right. Because if you hold Yamin, Dafke Yamin, if you hold him Dafke Yamin, so then if the guy lost his right foot, it's a problem.
Right.
But he shouldn't be worse than
that. So let's go back to the Gahal Vikashayel. Vikashayel is, again, we pass in the Tanakam, which the Gemara says is the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that a chalitza regal small is possible. You cannot do chalitza with the left foot. So what about an eater regal? A person who is, does he also do on the left foot or the right foot? So Machagas Rishayim. So the Torah in Ebenezes, in Makus Samachet, Sifcha Dal, and Sifcha Fei, he brings three sheetas. The first sheet in Rishayim is that eat the still the chalitza with his right foot like everyone else. even though it was the weaker foot by him, he just sleeps on the right foot like everybody else. We have the same drush, regular from Mitzayos on the right foot. Some sheets he says Yeshem Shukhar Sveshtayan. Some hold he should sleep for both, which is a chair just a chumra because of the topic. The Yeshem she eat the chinus the min shungoi, she smoke shokodam. And others say the eat the does with his other foot. With his other foot. In other words, his he's chinus with his left foot, which for him is the strong, which is like the right for everybody else, he's chinus with his left foot. Oh, so I guess the same should be Mitzaya, but the person who's gonna talk about Mitzaya was not in the gear today. I think the same Shem will be by Mitzrayim, which... Because the Mitzrayim, it seems to be Mitzrayim, thinks that same thing. We're going to have regular Mitzrayim, right? So
it's
right,
so it has to be the right. It's not
the right. What? But so by Chalit, it's also the cost of regular Mitzrayim. We're learning out from Mitzrayim.
In the course,
right? So if you have the same Shem will be by Mitzrayim.
As you may have, it's
maybe it means his yamin, right? That's the svara. It means his yamin. His yamin will be the left foot, be the strong right foot. But my sister's three sheets are shining. And the Torah says, V'hochim is stabbed like the third sheetah. The Torah's lesson is that he'll pass just like the third sheetah, that he eats a regal, would do on the faketah foot, would do on the left foot. And his lesson is, V'chia gav nemin betfilin, which you find that I actually want to say. Do we find such thing by tefillin? Shemaniach b'smol shimin kolam, just like by tefillin, which normally you do on the left hand, but by an eatah he does on the faketah hand, he does on the right hand. The same thing the regular will do on the faketa foot. Everyone's doing on the right foot, he'll do on his left foot. The same thing as tefillin. That's the Torah. The mashal and Yam Shoshanim reflect the posture of the kasha in the Torah. Which I think that's the Yom was Muhammad too. He says, what's the tushah of the tefillin? By tefillin, it doesn't say yad small. It doesn't say the left foot. By tefillin, it says yodcha, which means your hand. And we dash from that yad keya. He should dash in, we dash from that, in Menachat Tacham Zayin, yodcha, yad keya, that he should put tefillin on the yad chalusha, the weaker hand. The shvacha hand. So by tefillin, which the Torah doesn't say the left, it says put on the shvacha hand, and eat the yad. The left hand of the person, his shvacha hand is his right hand. So he puts tefillin on the right hand. That's why. But by chalitza, it doesn't say put on the stronger foot. That you'll say and eat the regal, puts on the together foot. By chalitza, it just says regal from the Torah, which it says the first yamin. It says yamin, the right hand. The right foot, I'm sorry, the right foot. It's a main law, what's the tongue, whether it's strong or weaker? It's a din in the right foot. So my head, what's the tushel to tefillin? It's a pala. So the fact of this kasha, the chamseif wants to say, it's a shus chamseif which is printed in shus kvegesim kuchabez. And shus kvegesim kuchabez, on that channel we spoke about a person who was missing a foot. And what should he do with chalitza? And Pram Zalmagoli, he sent the shuvah to Kvega. Kvega writes that when he was masada his sefer to print the shuvah, he was picking out which shuvah to print. He says he wanted to print this shuvah, and Kvega says he could not find it. But he heals the way he has a shuvah on the same Indian from his Adam, the Chassam Sefer. He was also involved in the Shaila. So the Vayali says he's going to print the shuvah from his Adam, Hagoyin or Moshe, the Chassam Sefer. And when he finds his shuvah, he'll print it later on. And Maisa, I believe, was never found. He never found the Kvega's shuvah, but Skublibin and Shuvah's Kvega, Simkuchach Beis, as a tshuva from the Chassam Sefer. And the Chassam Sefer, in the middle of that tshuva, he mentions this kasha, this Torah, the Mashal, the Yom Shoshan kasha, and he wants to say like this. He says, the Ramban al Torah, this week's Seder, so we were talking about, this week's Seder, Pasha the Yishlach, the Pasuk says, Vehibe Seis Nafsha, when Rochiminu was Niftak, he made Sav, Tikka Shemai Ben Oini, she gave birth to Binyamin, she gave him a name, Ben Oini, but Ovid Karolai Binyamin, and his father changed the name to Binyamin. The Ramban Shtelsech Bekasha, says, what's pshat that Yaakov Avinu changed the name? We find by all the other Shiftei Kah, the Shemois, all the names were given by the Emois, were given by Rachel and Leah. Uvin, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, every name, Sachas, Vun, Zan, Nesolai, Gad, Asha, every name, was, even Dina, was given by the Emois. Fekta and Ban, Vayistois, there's a reference from Bani Shalom that the Shiftei Kah, the names of Klaisel, all the Shvatim, should be given by the Emois, should be given by Rachel and Leah. And Binyamin also was given a name by Rachel, she gave him a name, Ben Oini. So what's the emphasis on this one name? Yaakov Yinu came and changed it. Smashma the Rebbe Shalom what the names to be given by the Emoyis. Why did Yaakov Yinu all of a sudden, by one name, he changed the name? So Ramban says, then it says, Yaakov Yinu did not change the name. He only touched it. He only gave a targum, another way of saying the same name. Because Ramban says, the Shem Ben Oini that Rav Chanina gave, really the word Oin has two meanings in Lashon HaKodesh. We find the word Oin in Lashon HaKodesh means it's a lashon of tzah and abelus. The moshul, the pasuk says in the bar, "Lechalti men abayni." By ma'ase sheni, you're not supposed to eat it. By vidi ma'ase, you're not supposed to eat it. By ninus and abelus, And over there, Nachati Mini Baini, Yoin is Lashon Abelos. He finds another Lashon, Pasan Lashaya, Kalacham Ainim, also means Lashon Abelos. But there's another type of the word Ain, Ain is Lashon Koyach, Lashon of strength. And he brings a few psukim. In Bechas Yaakov, he finds how he says, Reishis Oini. Reishis Oini. Desh, this is my Koyach. Oini over there is Moshin Koyach. Moshin strength. There's another pasuk in Yeshaya, a famous pasuk. Noisin Leif Koyach, and Ain Oini Mas Miyaba. David says, Noisin Leif Koyach, he gives weak people Koyach, and Ain Oini, and people missing Koyach, Ats Miyaba, he gives more Koyach. Agav, in this pasuk, you find three different lashonos of koyach. You find the lashon of koyach, lashon of koyach, lein oinim, oin is lashon of koyach, and atzma is lashon of koyach. Pasht is a lashon of koyach, every one has a slightly different meaning. They have to look at the Malbim, but to know exactly what it means. But akoponim, the lashon of oin over here is lashon of koyach. So Zokter Ramban, Rochli Minu gave the name Ben Oini, she had in mind, the way Rashi texts is Ben Zairi, the son of Maitzah. Lashon of pain. Yaakovina was keeping that name. We're going to call him Ben Oini, but we're going to have in mind Oin Meloshon Koyach. We're not going to have in mind Ben Oini, Oin Meloshon. Sorry, I'm lying, Oin Meloshon Koyach. And to show that he meant that we were going to call him Ben Oini, Meloshon Koyach, Yaakovina was metagim the name to Ben Yamin, because Yamin, he changed the word Oin to the word Yamin, which is also Lashon of Koyach. He brings Sukkim in Kehelas, the Pasuk says, Leif Chochem Liminoi. And that pasuk it means Loshen Koyach.
He
doesn't mean the pasuk. Interesting thing. He's saying, your yamin should be found for all your enemies. Taich Dramban means your Koyach should be found for all your enemies. Yamin is Loshen Koyach. Of Yamin Hashem Rememo, the Koyach of Hashem Rememo is in Loshen of Koyach, also in Tilm. Agoponim, the man is saying that when Yaakovina called him Ben Yamin, it wasn't changing the name. The Shemus have to be given Ayyadei, all the names of Shvatim are given Ayyadei Vimoyas. And Ben Yamin's name was given by his mother, Ben Oini, and that name remained. He just wanted to be Madgish that we're going to have in Zim, we're going to have in mind, not the Taish of Oin of Moshe Naveinu, so we have in mind the Loshon of Oin and Loshon of Koyach. Those are Ben Yamin. Right. It all comes from Yaakov. But I can remember with this Havana. I was thinking, there's a shayla, I think it's more recent shayla, people want to change, when the name of the Babam at the Yiddish Naman, they want to change it to a name in Lashon Kodesh, a Moshe, the name Shendel, people want to call it Yaffa. Or the Zalt Yiddish Naman Goldel, they want to call it Zahava today. Zahava. And the shayla, is that the same name? Is the Indian of the Schus of naming after the Neftaris, can you be Metagamit? Can you, Pashtus not? Pashtus is a whole different name, Yaffa and Shendel is a different name. But according to Samban, it seems that it is the same name. The Ban is saying that the name Ben Oini is Oblivion, but the name that Rochi Minu gave, I'm just changing it in a different way. Ben Yamin. It's mashma that it's the same name. It's a bit chiddush. Firstly, I think it's not the same name. On my side, I don't want to say that to do it, but this Ban seems to be right that way. But I'll go upon him, from this Ban, part of the Ban is saying that the word Yamin in Lashon HaKodesh is Lashon of Koyach. Is a male of some safe we can fend for the Mashal Kash. The Mashal asked on the tour, what's the Tzushtel from Tfilin to Chalitza? By Tfilin it says Yad Keya, Yadke, Yadke, the Shvachian, and Mingla by Yad goes by his Shvachian. But by, in fact, the Yamshu Shalema by Chalitza doesn't say the stronger foot, it says Yamin, Regal Yamin. By Chalitza Mitzur, it says Regal Yamin. Of according to Zamban, you can say when it first said Regal Yamin, it meant Melosh and Koyach, it meant the stronger foot. It's a name of the regular sushtel that they, what the Torah is saying, by Chalitz also, and eat the regal would do on his stronger foot. That's the whole shayla. That's just to go through the whole time. So the whole Sefer Shuvah, the Beis Ephraim, and the Beis Ephraim was back and forth. It's in Madu Shinyona, some in Hay, some in Vav, some in Zion, and Shana Shuvah, Beis Ephraim. And this Shuvah, some say, it's printed again in Shuvah, Vegas, and in Kafa Beis. It's also. It's also printed in Shus Hamsefer. Getting back to the Mishnah, again, the Mishnah said again, Chosu the small, point to Tanakamach, and Yisus Hapsula. The Chalitz is possible. But the Mishnah has another mandam, Rebelez the Mashi. Rebelez holds his kasha. And then more of the way we said explains that Tanakam is Rebonim. The Rebonim were now regular from Mitzayr. By Chalitz, it doesn't say which foot, but we're going to have regular Mitzvah, just working for Mitzvah, it's regular Yamin. The same thing by Chalitz, it's regular Yamin. And the Belez, the Gemara says, well, yeah, regular Mitzvah, he doesn't have this Xer Shava. We know the Xer Shava has to be in Mitzvah, in Hasinah. You can't just go from one word to the next. It has to be Messiah. And he had said there is no such Messiah to this. There's Meinah by Chalitz that says Regal Stam. Meinah Beleza whole, it could be either foot. So it's Machaikas, the Barna Beleza. Now, Kamar, all the Vishayinim, all the Vishayinim that we see, and the Shechon Aruch, they pass like the Barna. The Chalitz of the small is possible. But the Nevi Yehuda wants to tell you from where the Gechidah said Rambam Schalik. And they use that in the Shayin as a Tzirif to be Matia. To do chalitza with the left foot in that case, because it wants to be medayik. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Elazar. The chalitza b'smol is kasha. What's the diyuk? Because the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, the Rambam's lashon is yavam sharagli hirman is chatucha. The Rambam he talks about a yavam who's missing his right foot is cut off. Ein chalitza b'smol. The Rambam says he cannot be chalitza with his left foot. Vim chalitza b'smol and says b'sunga. The chalitza is possible. Rambam says he has no eitzah. There's no, he cannot do chalitza. Even if he's the only yavam, she remains an aguna. Of affecting the abuse of kasha, what does the Rambam say a case of yavam sharagli imonis chatucha? Why does the Rambam talk about a case where the foot is missing? The Mishnah doesn't talk about that. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Why is he changing the case? The Mishnah just says chalitza of a small person who has 2 feet. And he does his chalitza with his left foot, it's possible. Why does the Rambam get on a case of chalitza of regal chatucha? What about a person who has 2 feet? It should be the same then. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, smashed up in the Rambam, that if he had both feet, he taka kutu chalitza with his regal small. It's only a person that doesn't have both feet, he's possible to regal small. And what's the reason? So it can be used a whole different reason. The reason is based on a Gemara in Bechayis. Sorry. The Gemara in Bechayis, Dafim Hay, says that a Koyin that's the Ita regal, a Koyin who is also left-footed, his left foot is his stronger foot, is possible to avoid the Beis HaMikdash. It's possible to avoid the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason is, the Gemara says, because by avoidance, find it didn't lamed the Sharis. All avoidance in the Beis HaMikdash have to be by Amida. Some may be in Shechita, but Kabbalah and Lachas Rika for sure. All avoidance in the Beis HaMikdash have to be by Amida, because the Torah says lamed the Sharis. It's a din of Amida. And Taish Rashi, ain't Amida en Abay Minay Yamin. Amida is only when you're standing on your right foot. To be in Amida Yamin, Kedech Reva Amida Zinshi. You have to have Amida on the right foot the way most people stand. Most people, when they stand, most of their weight, when they stand, is on the right foot. The person will stand evenly on both feet. And I don't know if we pay attention to it, but a person who's a righty in his feet, he stands mainly, his main weight is on his right foot. There's a male, Anita Regal, who's standing the other way, standing on his left foot. He's not standing the way most people stand. It's absurd. Alam in Lasharis. It's absurd. As a Mela, so can view that that's the reason why the Rambam passed Chalitza for a person who's missing a foot. Because if he's missing a foot, he cannot be Mekayim V'Omad. But Chalitza also says V'Omad. The Yavam has to stand up. And even though Amida in Lachar is not Ma'akib by Chalitza, but Tainit Nevi Yehuda, this would be the cloud, Kori and Labinga, being a Makavis. Kosh, Amir and Labinga, being a Makavis. The person who cannot stand on his right foot, the Amida will be Makiv.
This means a whole. Oh,
very good. But this is Nevi Yehuda. Let's just go to Nevi Yehuda. Might as well come up to Nevi Yehuda, a big chidish. We'll get there in a second. Nevi Yehuda, a big chidish. At around them, it's Meshamet, the Ikka Halacha of the Mishnah. The Ikka Halacha of the Mishnah. Which talks about can you be chalitz on small when you have both feet? The Rambam just doesn't say at all. There's just a pella. Maybe he's being medayik. The Rambam will pass on like a beleza, not like all the other Yishanim. He's being medayik. But the Teretz is according to Nevi Yehuda, and the Rambam was kollel everything by saying this halacha. Since the Rambam said this halacha that only by nechtecha regel, where the right foot is cut off, it's possible. Vice versa, in Rambam that the psalm was only by nechtecha, but when it's not cut off, it's takamutta. So that's where you see down pasuk of Beleza. And the reason why it's possible when it's cut off is because it's the svar of the Gemara Bechayres. It's a chsarn amida. It's a whole different chsarn.
It's just
not simple. Because why does Rambam have to say nechtecha by his foot is cut off? That's when he does chalitza with the left foot, it's possible. Why does Rambam just say if he does chalitza with the left foot, it's possible, even when he has both feet? That's the Bikashan Rambam. Why does Rambam add on the words that was cut off? The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah is talking about that also. The Mishnah is saying even if he has both feet, then he has chalitza the smallest possible. Oh, he's coming to tell you that Kiddush also, that still. Oh, that's how you would say. It's not good. He wants to. He's saying. Elderberry is saying that maybe that's an unscoof coming to tell you that it still remains the halacha that the min is possible, even though now he only has 1 foot. But nice maybe he doesn't go that way. He should have said both. Should have said even that it was not. Since he only said by nechtecha, it's mashma, it's not for that,
Because if you don't say anything, you assume both feet are kosher, because the Torah doesn't say which regal. Ram doesn't bring down the din of regular regal from a tzayir, that drusha, that regal that has to be regular min. It's mashin on holes, even regal, like Rebbe Elazar, even regal small is kosher. And the only case it's possible is when it's cut off, because the chsar namida. The Sephraim, and again, I'm going to do it in Yon, the Benezah Chanuk Beisim, and hey, he is a Pelon, because of what we're asking over here, that why does the Ram say, Dafka by Nechtecha regal? If the chsarin of Amida, the chsarin of Amida should even be when he has both feet also. Right. Because a Kayan, even if he has both feet, if he's eating the regal as possible. If you're learning out from Nagamar Bacharis, Nagamar Bacharis itself is talking about where he has both feet and eat the regal as possible. If you're learning the chsarin of Amida, the Gemara says a Kayan who's an eat the regal, who has both feet, cannot do Avoida because it's the chsarin of Nama and Lasharis. If you're learning out from there, so I'm going out even without Nechtecha regal. It's a plea, I assume it's a Yehuda.
It's not a color oil. If you have both feet, it's not a problem because it's color oil, because you could stand. Only when you're missing, you can stand.
But,
is only if he has no way of standing.
And by Avoida, it's not a channel of Kassel Akka, maybe it's hosted twice by Avoida, Rama and Asharis. That's why you don't have a stand of Kori and Abinga. No, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. He's discussion. He doesn't say that.
I understand. It's not
Roy.
If you don't say this.
Oh, it is not Roy. Yeah, maybe it is not. Either will stand on his left foot. If you need, the Gemara is saying that the text for me is standing on your right foot. He's saying it is better than Roy. I mean, he could be have a mind to stand on his right foot. He could pick up with him. Oh, but that's not done. Right, this is not done. Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'll tell you a different question. The Sephraim, he says, a different question to be Yehuda. If you're going to learn out that Sechsor Namida from Kahanim, from Avoida, we say, what about Edis also? By Edis also, it says, Yomdu Shnei Edim, the two Edim have to stand. The Edim have to stand. So, what do you say by every Edis also and eat the regal possible Edis? That nobody says. Person, we don't check them when they come in for Edis and ask them, are you right or you're lefty on your feet? We don't ask them that. So there's no Yehuda seems to be a Pella. So first thing I was thinking of maybe is like Abiyani was saying, that that maybe the Nehuda Yehuda means that's far. Maybe Nehuda Yehuda means, need to regal, his teva is to stand on his left foot. But if we tell him to, you know, pay attention and stand on your right foot, he could do Chalitza. And he could say Edis. And that's why but only by Avoida, it's something which the whole life of Avoida and Eat the Regal is going to make a mistake. He's going to end up standing on his left foot very often. So one time thing of Chalitza, one time thing of Edis, we could tell him, make sure you're standing on your right foot, and then it'll be Kasha. But the only time the Gemara says that it's possible for Avoida is a Kohen who's Eat the Regal, because going through life doing Avoida, he's going to make a mistake of doing his left foot. But this is a big Deichek, because because we don't find that anywhere that the ones that are machshi and eat the regal for chalitza, that we tell them to pay attention, make sure you're standing on your right foot. We don't find anywhere for sure now by Edis that Ed comes in, make sure you're standing on your right foot. And also by Avoida Baket, we don't find by Avoida the claim will come in who's eat the regal and tells us, no, I'm going to stand on my right foot, let me do Avoida one time, I'll be careful, pay attention. We don't let him do any Avoida. Feistos is like Abisi said, that the eat the regal is bad, some consider someone that doesn't stand on his right foot, and he's always possible. So back to why?
It's not shy to say. It's a has to stand, but it's not shy to say if he can't stand that he's a possible aid. It's Colorado Bill is because the Torah, like the Rashbam's master, the Torah is mitzvah to bring something that's Royal Bill. So if you brought something else, it's like you didn't bring the right thing. You didn't.
That's Rashbam. Other Shem don't know that way.
But whatever it is, the Colorado Bill is going to make a possible aid because not Royal Bill makes him a possible aid. That's the way you have to say the aid. If you don't say the aid, it's like that. But now, if you can't say the aid, it's a psul in the aid.
Okay, but the big question maybe is if you can learn out from that Gemara and Bechiris the pasul for chalitza, then we should pasul even without the foot being cut off, even just need the regal should be pasul chalitza the same way as pasul by Avoida or even Feidish should pasul. So that's why I'm thinking that this defense of this maybe Yehuda shouldn't be stam minimat miyim. I think the Yehuda is learns the Gemara and Bechiris that it's not a din in Amida. The whole Gemara in Bukharis that says that eat the regal is possible for you, that it's a din in Lama the Sharis. It's special din in Derech Sheiris. Derech Sheiris, which is a big dinion in Kachem, that the avodah has to be Derech Sheiris, has to be the Derech Hamida of Rei B'nei Adam. And Derech Hamida of Rei B'nei Adam is they stand standing in their right foot. This is Derech Sheiris. The main law, the din of Eat the Regal, spelt in Alam and Lasharis, is only a din in Kachem. It's only a din avodah. It's not like a din in Chalitza and Edis. That's Tarsus the Kasha. And this whole Behuda is only learning out from the Benageya, only the Ikadin, that a person who's right footed, if he's not sitting on his right foot, that's not called an Amida. That's not called an Amida. If it's Nechtach Regal, but if it, the Chiluk is a person who has his right foot. One second. If he has his right foot, that would be called a mida. It won't be. It's only a sarin in Rambam Lasharis. But a person who doesn't have his right foot at all, that's what the Bezul learned out from there. That's felt in a mida. Mm-hmm. Did you hear the chiluk? I'm not sure if I understand myself, but you hear the chiluk? I'm going to learn this again. That if he's the Nebuchadnezzar is zichu b'maskim, that person has both feet, that will be an amida. That'll be an amida. Only in Lamed Lasharis, it's a chesaron Lamed Lasharis. But the ikkadin that you have to have amida on the right foot for an ishimini, person who's right footed, that's the Nebuchadnezzar learned after Nakamara. And that's what the Nebuchadnezzar said, that if he's missing the right foot, that's not called an amida. Because he cannot stand on his made foot at all. He has to be able to stand on his made foot to be an amida. If I'm learning the shuris, it has to be that all his amidas are on the right foot. But if he only learns up in a gay person who's nechtach regel. Nechtach regel does spell an amida. But if he's an eat the regel, if he didn't eat the regal,
even though it's a
psul
by
Shavus. Even though it's a psul by Shavus, but it's not a psul for regal amida.
So how do you know the other thing? His makar was from Shavus?
He was learning after something after that Gemara. He's definitely learning after that Gemara, but he can't say he learned out the whole din of that Gemara. That's the kashan of the Behuda.
If that's enough to make it a problem, how do you know more?
Because if you hold that, it's not Chesaron and Sheiros, you don't need Din and Sheiros by Chalitza and Edus. By Chalitza and Edus, it's enough to need the regal, even though he's standing on the other foot. Oh, the Teres, no, I'll tell you what I think I'm saying. The Rambam is talking about the person who's not eat the regal. I'm sorry, I'm talking about a person who's not eat the regal. I'm talking about a person who is right-footed. And if he's Nestach or Ragloy, he's missing his foot, so he's not standing on his right foot at all. He's not standing on his right foot at all. That's a chesaron in amida. But if he has both feet, and even though he's an eat the regel, and Lamaisi is standing on his mainly on his left foot, but he's also standing on his right foot. He's also standing on his right foot. That is an amida. You call it out. That makes a little bit sense. That you have to have the right foot there at all. You have to have the main foot for amida. You don't have to be standing mainly on it. If you have both feet, that's also an amida. Then maybe he was just learning out from there that a person who's missing his main foot, that's not amida.
But how do you be metallic? I mean, the Gemara over there, the place told him that he has 2 feet, not in his main foot.
You like the kasha better than that, right? Because Fry understood that maybe he was learning outstanders. He's comparing the din of avoda to din of chalitza and to din of chalitza. In fact, Beis Efraim, Rebbe Zoid, and by chalitza also, which would be possible without nechtach ragel. Every eat the regel should be possible. Right, but it's a bit slow. But I think you have to say that maybe they're not going out completely from there. Maybe they're going down, but that psul is only din in lamin l'sharis. But with chalitza itself, you do need amida on the main foot, but the amida on the main foot is enough even by eat the regel. It's also still amida. If he's just missing foot completely, That's what he holds you.
That'll be the machlekes.
Okay. In this whole shayna of the Nevi Yehuda talking about Rachman's son, someone's missing a foot, and how do you do chalitza, and does it help? I need the regal. But the Chassid is very mayach also in Yonim of one of the lachos in Kol Nehara of the Yisemachan Das Yochid, Malkam Rabin Bashasat Chak. The Gemara says, Nidik Dai Belezel, Nisvachalov, Bashasat Chak, and Rebbe Hanukkah. Over here happens to be Belezel also. Maybe you could be Sam, even if you don't pass like a Belezel, but maybe Bashasat Chak, you could listen. We could be Sam Achon Belezel, who's Mach Shechlitzu with both feet. And they bring down a Das Yachas from the Rabban. The Rabban holds that the Allah is also like a Belezel in all cases. And he goes to other quality psak and the dinyanim of Achyam Mahatis and Mitzvah will continue another time.
But it's still the same thing.